NavWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, presents our daily coverage from On Location in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun 2008. Brought to you by XMWX Weather and the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Control Vision is well known for its extensive and flexible line of PDA-based GPS navigators. Although these products are flexible, buyers have asked for solutions that require fewer wires and individual components. This week at Sun & Fun, Control Vision responded with a new product based on HP's diminutive iPack travel companion. AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli caught up with Control Vision's Jay Humbard.
And Control Vision has come out with a new product in its Anywhere map line called the Travel Companion. Tell us a little bit about it, Jay. It looks like it's based on an HP platform.
Yeah, that's correct. Hewlett-Packard came out with a device they call the iPack Travel Companion. And that is a dedicated device. Unlike most of the devices that we have sold, which began life as a PDA, the Travel Companion really begins life from HP as a dedicated street and mapping GPS device, sort of like a newbie, really. And then the device features many of the features of the newbie, including the wireless Bluetooth hands-free. It's got the 3D street navigation. It's got some really cool street navigation features that I've never seen on any GPS, like three-dimensional buildings for major landmarks that pop up. So it's a full-featured street mapping GPS, and as we just learned working with a customer, it's neat that it lets you zoom in on areas and dynamically choose points of interest graphically as well as typing in addresses, which a lot of street map GPSs don't do a very good job
now,
of doing that.
Now, the overall size of this is what?
The overall size of it is approximately the size of a Nuvi, a Garmin Nuvi. It's just slightly larger, maybe. The thing that really attracted us to the device was it has a built-in 20-channel GPS, and it also has, well, in the first place, the face of it is all glass. I mean, there's very little plastic around the glass, so you've got a very large display, 4.3-inch diagonal. It's got much better resolution than anything we've ever seen in this small of a format, 800 by 480 pixels. That's over twice the number of pixels that you'd find on, say,
near VGA, isn't it?
It's better than VGA, actually. It's near Super VGA, and it's twice as many pixels as you'd find on, say, a Garmin, typical Garmin handheld aviation GPS. And it shows up in the quality of the image. I mean, the quality of the graphics and everything on the street mapping and in our Anywhere map, frankly, is really enhanced by the quality of the display. It's also got a very bright display. It's an LED backlighting technology, so the unit doesn't get hot like old bright displays did, old technology bright displays. It's got a built-in touchscreen, and the software makes good use of the touchscreen.
And I noticed that all the menu items are along the borders vertically of the screen.
Yeah, what we did was we took the existing Travel Companion and adapted our Anywhere Map software to embed it in the Travel Companion. Traditionally, people think of Anywhere Map and they think, oh, that's a software package that I have to buy and then install and tinker with on my computer. And with the Travel Companion, we call it the Anywhere Travel Companion, ATC for short, that paradigm has been shattered. We have gone to a completely new user interface that's based on large, easy to touch icons that are fingertip sized, and the software is burned into the unit effectively, and so if the batteries run down, it's just in there. I mean, it's just exactly like a handheld GPS.
And no stylus needed, I know.
No stylus needed. Occasionally it's useful for picking out really fine detail if you want to really tap on a little city. But almost anything you want to touch on the screen, you can touch just without a stylus and see how it works. And that has been our design objective. We added a very nice large keypad on there, or keyboard that pops up automatically when you need to enter data. And again, the keyboard is styled to make it very easy to manually enter data. And when I touch keys, the keys blow up large just like an iPhone, which is a very neat user input or user interaction key tool there to help the thing work. So it works very much like a Nuvi or any other GPS, but it has all the features pilots expect in an aviation GPS. It has airports, it has runways, it has airport an airport directory. It has nav aids, fixes, airways, the whole spiel of features that have always been in Anywhere Map.
And in addition to that, when you get out of the airplane and put it in the car, it's a ground navigator.
Exactly. Get out of the car and get out of the airplane, and it immediately becomes a navigation system for your car. That's why we call it your travel companion. It does everything you need when you're traveling, from the time you leave the house for the airport to the time you get to your destination.
More of our conversation with Jay Humbart of Control Vision in just a moment. Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Also brought to you by XMWX.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. With flexible display solutions from aviation's biggest names, Datalink Weather from XMWX has been embraced by pilots and the industry alike. It's simply the best way to soar with confidence, in flight and every flight.
Now back to Paul Bertarelli from On Location at Sun & Fun 2008.
Now we're looking at this. It's in a nice little yoke mount. It's like a ram mount. I assume that would mount in the airplane on the yoke or elsewhere. What externals would I need? Would I need external power and an external XM antenna if I wanted weather?
Sure. The unit for $695 comes with a built-in yoke mount for the airplane. It comes with a yoke mount, or with a suction cup mount rather, for the car as well. It also comes with a charger, a cigarette lighter plug charger that charges the mini USB plug on the deal. And that works on either 10 to 40 volts DC in. So the charger that it comes with will work in either an airplane of any sort or a car. If you want to upgrade the unit to weather, that's a $900 upgrade, just like all of our products. It's just a matter of buying the weather receiver hardware and enabling it.
And the software really is already on there.
The software is really there. You just need to activate the software and buy the weather upgrade, buy the weather box as an upgrade. And it's a Bluetooth connection then to the weather box, so there is no wire directly between your travel companion and the weather box. The weather box, of course, goes back to the cigarette lighter and plugs into that as well. And we have a special charger unit that charges both devices from one cigarette lighter.
In a nutshell, this really addresses the issue of wires in the cockpit.
Yeah, it really is a very clean solution. And even though you have a power wire going to it some of the time, let's say you want to hand the unit to somebody in the back seat for them to look at, you just pull it out of the yoke mount, unplug it. It's going to run for 2 or 3 hours on its internal battery. And you can pass it around the airplane, and the whole time you're passing it around the airplane, it's still got its Bluetooth connection, still absorbing weather, still doing all of its normal navigating functions.
Now, is there also an internal GPS antenna, did you say?
Yeah, it has an internal antenna for the GPS, and it's a very sensitive antenna, actually. It worked actually in a men's room at an airport I was in. I was rather surprised. It was picking it up somehow inside the building. It's really very sensitive, and we've never found an airplane that it doesn't work in, other than corporate pressurized airplanes with heated windshields. I mean, nothing works very good in those. It also has a port on it for an external antenna, a little gold plug on one end under a little rubber boot, and you can plug an external antenna in it if you need to. I really can't imagine a scenario where that would happen.
Is it WAS capable?
It is WAS capable. It's a 20-channel GPS. The performance is definitely there. It's got real good performance for a GPS.
Now, as far as the database, the aviation database is your standard Anywhere Map database?
It's our standard Anywhere Map database, and you get 1 year of free database updates and application database when you buy the unit. It updates by plugging into the USB port on your computer, The computer, unlike previous versions of most PDAs that used a program called ActiveSync, this device just appears as a card reader, as a memory card drive to your PC. We have an application that downloads from our website when there's an update available that simply connects to the device, looks for a drive with the right files on it, and connects to the device and copies the applications onto it. So the updating process is one-click simple, really.
And for ground navigation, does it turn by turn? Does it have an audio feature?
It does turn by turn, and it talks to you, and it will allow you to graphically select items on the map you want to go to. It's got a good POI database,
which is points of interest.
Yeah, which is points of interest for the thing. in the aeronautical database, somebody just asked a question in the crowd here, but it does have class B and C and D airspace as well with altitudes.
And with automatic updates when you update the
Absolutely.
Database.
When you update our Anywhere Map database. Now this summer we'll be coming out with our Anywhere Map 2.0 database, which adds a lot of new features. That's already out for our XP product line. And it will drop right into this as well as soon as we get the software done. So.
What's the area of coverage for the ground navigation database?
The ground navigation database is essentially worldwide. I know we have some pictures from like France on our backdrop here. I know it has Canadian data and North American data. I presume it has most of Europe as well. I honestly don't know the finer points of where it covers.
And for aviation, I believe it's North America?
Aviation is principally the United States, and we have some data in Canada and some data in the Caribbean and Mexico.
And is this available in shipping now?
It is available and shipping starting tomorrow. Actually, we've shipped a few units today, but we're out of units we can ship today. But tomorrow we'll have some more units to ship, and we do have them in stock at the show.
Do you have a show special?
We have an introductory special on the unit of $200 off, so the price is $695 with the $200 discount. And it is truly a take it out of the box and fly with it device. Compare it to a Garmin 495 for more than twice the price. And the Garmin 495 does not have street mapping, by the way, or fuel prices.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. We're looking forward to trying it.
Thank you.
Our daily audio coverage from Sun & Fun 2008 is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10 and by XMWX Weather. For more in-depth coverage of Sun & Fun and breaking general aviation news, log on to www.avweb.com. For AvWeb Audio, Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.